Welcome back to the iHeart channel, iHeart Radio, with your host, Hurricane H. New day, new show, new topic. This is definitely new, although we touched on spirituality before, but this is going to take us to a little bit of a much deeper realm, I would say, with our guest, who has tremendous background, a lot of history, a lot of work, an artist, but she also does a lot of unique things in the world of, I guess, the unknown, I would say, or the spiritual world, and I'll leave it at that. I'll leave it at that. So with me today, I have Audrey Arby. Audrey, welcome to the show. And by the way, she is hailing all the way from the beautiful land of Costa Rica. So, hey,
yes,
welcome to the show, Audrey.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your allowing me to be here. Thank you. Well, yes, I am in Costa Rica.
Ooh, it must be beautiful there. Everybody, I have it on my bucket list. It's definitely to do. As long as I live, I have the means, I want to go there and enjoy it. Because, and I hear there's a lot of expats there, a lot of Americans there. Is that a fact?
There are.
I guess there's something
there. There are people from many different places. Do you want me to say a little something about Costa Rica?
Of course.
Yeah. Okay, so.
And why you got Costa there?
why I got here? So Costa Rica is a really pretty country compared to the States. It's obviously small. It helps to speak Spanish, although a lot of people speak English, not the way we do, but a lot of people do speak English. I've been revving up my high school Spanish.
That's good.
And yeah, so I'm on the African Caribbean coast. I'm in a place called Puerto Viejo, which is actually one of the destination places. And there are Americans who come here with huge amounts of money. And then there are Americans who come here because the States got too expensive and they wanted to find another way to live. And that was part of what brought me here. I also came here because I had checked it out first, and I love the vibration. I personally like that there's no military. They do have a police force, and they have other countries that will, quote unquote, back them up if and when, which hopefully there's no if and when in terms of need. You'll hear in Costa Rica, everybody, the phrase is por vida, which means pure life. And a lot of people really attempt that. And I will tell you, as someone who's been here now for almost a year and a half, there are also ecological issues here. It is not by any means perfect. No, it is not. But it's got a lovely vibe. It's very different than the States. We don't have such high tech. It's like medium tech and sometimes low tech. And if you like, depending on one's financial and what they want and why they're here and what kind of person they are and all this kind of thing. But if you like being with caring people, if you've got something to offer that'll benefit the earth and the people, this is a good place to be. If you like a mixture of people, colorations, backgrounds, etc., then you want to be on the African Caribbean coast. If you want to be with people of mainly one kind, like more my complexion and all that, then you want to be elsewhere. And that's giving it to you succinctly in a nutshell.
well, thank you. I mean, listen, you're stating the obvious. It's what it is, right? That's the nature of the beast, as they say. You can't change that. It's just the way the dynamics work. But you're talking about a couple of things. Well, you just made the comparison States versus Costa Rica. I think the States are changing, and they've been changing. And now you can literally vouch for that. I mean, you've been, this is your eighth decade, I've read.
Yes, and I'm not going to give it.
God bless for that. That is a great run. And definitely, you look healthy. You look great. And you have the energy. And I think that's your world. That's the world of energy and frequencies and all the stuff. We're going to deep dive on that in a second. But really, it's amazing that you stated that, because you're not the only one. And you're right. There's a lot of people that are moving there and moving all over the world, actually, because things are not what they used to be. Now, you probably had multiple levels of, I guess, good days and bad days while you were in the States, and different politics, different decades with different maybe wars, maybe good economies and all the stuff, and so you've seen it all. I mean, you've seen it from the early days, to now. Now I'm not going to go all the way back, but certainly it's a long time. I'm 53, and I think I've seen quite enough, but you've actually seen a lot more, and so there's a lot of wisdom there. And certainly,
Thank
I love
you.
what you said, the decision that you made to move there. It is, I would say, not only because, I mean, obviously the frequencies and the energy is great, and
Different.
you feel that vibe there. And by the way, that's important. We talk about the importance of vibing and the vibe, really, because some people don't even believe in energy and all the stuff, which is real stuff. And we could talk about, we could talk, she has laughed. I love that. That was a good one. I mean, I cracked you up there. But it's really true, right? We it doesn't matter what we believe in stuff, but these are real things of life. It's physics
They are.
101, and the whole world. I mean, we're all about energy, and so we can talk about it, but just keeping it on the material side for a minute, you've decided to go because it's a little easier to manage life there. It's also probably a lot more nature, as you said, pura vida. That means there's a pure life, and you can live a
Mixed,
little
mixed.
mix. Yeah. So you get a little bit of that, which you can have in the States, but depends where you live in the States. If you're maybe in the Midwest and some, internal states where it's a lot more nature and things, you might have the ability to do that. If you're in the big cities, you might not get all that. Now with all the inflation and stuff, it's more difficult. And people are feeling that. I mean, people are feeling it, the uncertainties and all the stuff. And again, it's been a roller coaster up and down over the decades, and you've gone through some scary moments to some better moments to some scarier moments and back, up and down. And now it's just that time where you wanted to go to a place where there is a little bit of, I would say, cozy, a little bit of peace, a little bit of, and I love the idea, no army. I mean, there's only a few countries in the world that have no army, and that shows that it's pretty safe. I mean, there's a police. I mean, you do need to have some of that because people will always
There
tend
are.
to do bad things. But certainly it gives that feeling that this is a stable, region or area of the world, and therefore you can. I know that it's exotic because I had friends who have been there, and they claim as it's like a heaven, peace. I mean, it's just beautiful. The views,
Pretty.
the landscape, the nature is just, gorgeous. And so that's that. So we've given Costa Rica a good promo here, so we can send them a bill.
Cute.
But it's a beautiful thing, right?
Well, here's the thing. I came here in some ways a little innocent. I'm not going to go through some of the yucky things, but there are yucky things. Costa Rica has, depending where, some issues with drugs. I haven't
Oh.
seen it so much where I am. Okay. Doesn't mean it's not there. But I look to operate on
High
a
frequency.
higher frequency. And for people who don't think it's real, go to resonancescience.org. Nassim Harriman, who is a physicist, and let him explain to you in physical terms all about energy. He's also very metaphysical because everything is energy. We are all made of energy. If you learn anything about quantum physics, and I am not a physicist, okay, I am a metaphysician, big word, okay, and a bunch of other things. But everything is energy, and energy also has will, and everything is alive. Yes, I said that. Everything is alive. The planet is alive. Consciousness exists everywhere. I don't know how to change that. Okay. And I don't think you could see these because of the light. Can you see any of this?
See
I
half of it.
paint
Yep.
rocks, okay, frequency stones, okay. They're gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. Why do I paint these? I have art in galleries in Florida and some here. Because one, the stones, what the people indigenous to the United States that some people call Native Americans, which is a misnomer because they are pre-Americans. My friends from that culture call themselves First Peoples. So in First Peoples culture, rocks are called the old ones because they've been here pretty much from the beginning. And they hold energy and they can ground you. So I'm painting, here it's called piedras preciosas. In English, I call them frequency stones. Because one, when you hold them, and I have small ones and I have big ones that I need two hands to hold. Bigger than that, I don't paint because I can't lift them. Okay, and I have to turn them. When part dries, I have to paint another part. And I put, what do I put crystals on them? They will help stabilize one's vibration, and that's really important these days. What with the planets are doing, the various outer planets, what's going on the Earth. I don't know if people know, we're going through, the Earth is going through the photon belt. So we're getting inundated with higher level energy. And there's a lot of changes that are already happening, and more are going to happen. Pluto is right now in Aquarius. It's going to go back to Capricorn in September up until November 19th, and then 19 years into Aquarius. Life is going to change. Neptune in April of next year, 2025, is going into Aries, and Uranus in April of 2026 is going to go in Gemini from Taurus. There's going to be a lot of changes in the way people, you don't have to know astrology. I don't care if you believe this or don't believe that. That's up to people and their own thing. This is stuff that is actually going on. There will be people thinking differently, acting differently, doing differently. And even in Costa Rica, it's getting too crowded. There's just too many people. There's a lot of people. I mean, Spain, I read this, that a lot of the people in Spain don't want any more tourists. They're shooting them with water guns. Did you read that? There was,
I didn't.
I read that. And it's in many different places because tourists are ruining some of the most natural places. And why are there so many people? Because the population on the earth has gotten, in my opinion, and there are people who will disagree, that's fine. My personal opinion, and I said this years ago, is overpopulated to maintain the way we live. Yes, we have empty spaces. We need empty spaces. Every space is not supposed to be filled out. We need places just for the earth to breathe. We need places for animals to run loose and all of that. There are a lot of people now very concerned. I'm laughing at this because I'm liking this, because the birth rate is going down in a lot of countries. I'm not going to name them all, although I could name a few, including the United States. I am actually thrilled because I've been saying for years that our population in the States and elsewhere is too high because of the toll it's taking on the planet. And that counts with me. There are a lot of people don't think about this. I've been thinking about it since I was going to say since I'm little. But I am little. I'm 4'10". Okay, I weigh 94 pounds. I am a petite person. But since I was younger, and I used to be 5'0.5". I thought I was so tall. Anyway, I know there will be issues as some of the older people get older, and I'm in my 80s, so I'm one of the older people. Okay, if people don't take care of themselves, and I really want to say this. I'm going to say this. I just turned 82. July 17th is my birthday. I turned 82 years young on July 17th, and I'm still healthy. There are differences. I don't look how I looked when I was 18. I don't even look how I looked 10 years ago. However, and I'm going to say something about my sister also, it's really important. I don't even know how to say this with any more strength than I'm saying this. And this goes for everybody. Take care of yourself. Take care of your emotions. If you've got emotions and you're like this, then you need to find a way to create peace. If you don't know how, call me because I know how to do that. Okay, you're reading any healing for people who don't believe in energy. Get a healing, or I'll do a breathing attunement and you'll shift. Okay. Make sure you're eating. I'm a longtime vegetarian. I'm mostly raw vegan. I'm not saying you have to be raw vegan, but one day a week, every week, be vegan. Doesn't have to be raw. although it's from the oh, what do you call it? The oh, the word came out of all right. Raw vegan gives you all the enzymes. The enzymes are still alive, and that's what gives us the strength and the energy. Okay. But if somebody, anybody, all of us are vegan one day a week, every week, it's going to help the earth recover. It's going to help your own health. So part of staying healthy is what you eat, how you think. Do you do work that you love? If you're not doing something you love, look for something you actually like. Get good at it, even if you have to assist, even if you volunteer. Even if you're not making money, yes, I just said that. Even if you are not making money, and because otherwise your heart and your soul are not going to feel happy. And when someone doesn't feel happy, they have issues. They have physical and mental issues. And what else? Well, make sure you have friends of a high quality. You also uplevel yourself. Make peace with your family. If you don't like them, then create a way so that you can all live in a positive manner. Connect to what I call the infinite. I don't care what you call it. Goddess, God, Source, Allah, Great Spirit, Oshun, whatever you call it, the universe, the multiverse, Source, whatever your words are. And every day connect on some level because we have to go beyond third dimensional reality. If you doubt that, look at the planet right now. Look at what is happening. That is all from humans, people. Nobody is punishing us. That's not. Humans have done this. Anyone can be a little selfish or a little this, but if somebody, whomever, is always selfish, is only ego driven, only wants me, 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 and that's it, and has no feeling or compassion for anyone else. That is called sociopath or sociopath acting. Do we have a number of them on the earth? Yes, we do. Okay, that is something that needs healing, and you don't heal by fighting it. That is not how to do it. It was, oh, what's his name? Buckminster Fuller, who had said that when you really want to grow, you create a better way. And that's what will bring people, not the fight, because then you're creating war. That's not peace. And what's needed right now, and I know what's going on with the planets, I listen to other people because some of them know way more than I do, and I know a lot, but some of them know stuff I never even heard of. So allow yourself to learn from whomever and wherever, and don't think only one group of people knows anything. I mean, I have friends who are alphas, I have grandkids, I know Gen Zs, I know millennials, I know what do you call baby boomers? I'm leaving someone out. I know, I think, an X. And I discovered recently I'm not a baby boomer. I thought for years I'm a baby boomer. No, I'm the generation before. I never even knew that. So I'm supposedly the silent generation or the great generation. Who cares? Okay. If you allow yourself to grow and stay open, you don't get caught up in any of that. None of it. None of it. So I forgot what I started or where I'm going with this, but if you want to be,
Well, just
you ask.
hold that thought. Let me break. There's a lot of stuff you put it in there. So there's a lot. There's enough there for us for an hour right there. Well, so first things first. You touched on a quick thing when you mentioned about some of the not so good things that are in, for example, Costa Rica. But namely drugs. Unfortunately, that's actually everywhere. Drugs are everywhere. It doesn't matter where you are in the parts of the world. There is some level of drugs. It's a big industry. It is, unfortunately, it is hurtful, and it does tend to create, either bad things, crime, health issues, and so on and so forth. And it's not restricted to any land. And unfortunately, I don't think there's a place on this planet right now where there might not be any of that, sadly. But it's a fact, and I, again, as you alluded to the idea that we got to do something ourselves to change things, and we can make a lot of things.
We
We are
do.
in control to things. So now that leads me to a few things that you said. I love your advice about taking care of yourself. And it really highlights the concept of positivity and living at a higher, as you said, like you mentioned, frequencies, really like living at a higher frequency where, you take the high road on everything. You want peaceful stuff. You want to have a good connection with, the almighty or the higher energy, as you refer to it. Those are things that I think if all of us on earth have started, to do this, we will heal ourselves. We will heal our hate. We will heal our, discrimination issues on this planet. We will heal the wars. All these things can diminish or disappear. But you're right. You did talk about, mention sociopaths, and I mean, we got a few of those, in the world. And sadly, it is again part of this world. And I love what you said. It's not punishment. Some people may say, well, maybe that's God punishing us for.
No.
Well, but here's the thing. Even if it is, we are still the actual tools. So like for those that actually believe in that, at the end of the day,
Okay, they can believe that.
well, I'm
Yep,
saying,
go believe.
but the humans are doing the stuff. You and I, we can be together without harming each other, but we can decide otherwise, right? And so that's the problem. It's the humans. Now, somebody can literally go back and say, well, we refer to that as evil and the devil, and now we can go to that extent, negative energy. And by the way, these are all touching because we have labels on things, but at the end of the day, as you, I love what you said, everything is energy. I mean, not only in physics, that's actually a rule and a law, but in reality, that's what it is. If we believe in creation, we were put in here. We are less physical than energy. And frankly, like, I mean, even the physics that can, anybody that studied a little bit of physics, not even advanced physics, they will tell you that we are 99% empty. I mean, again, what is our minute stuff? Electrons and protons, right? And that's just there's a lot of space between the electrons and the protons, right? And there's that's basically who we are. That's what atoms are made of, molecules, and that's how we are. We're merely a projection, and we can go crazy here and go into a matrix format. And this is where we get, we lose some of the audiences quickly there. But the fact is, I mean, it happens, right? People like, this
It's
is like
true.
some little crazy stuff here, but it's not crazy. It's
But it's
listen,
real.
I am religious, and I in my own ways. But I understand I can connect the religion aspect of it with the science and the facts and the energy. And it's all actually the same. As a matter of fact, if you're really into any religion and you study it well enough, you understand that actually it actually talks about all the stuff within the religion. But that's a different level. And some people can debate with us and they're like, what do you guys know about this? You guys are like totally off. It's okay. We're not judging anyone. But the fact of the matter is, as you said, people, we feel this. You can get into a room with somebody and really feel tense. You can get a room with somebody and feel really comfortable. Animals can sense energy. They can walk in and they see someone that run away, or they can walk in and just come to you. All the stuff is real. I mean, if you touch someone or just get close, you do get electric static, right? Well, that's energy. We have full of that. I mean, we can actually literally be a conduit, of electricity, and that's why we get electrocuted if we have no grounding and stuff like that. So there's all these things that are real, and, from material to stuff. Our brains are all synapses, and all this stuff is firing electricity that goes in, and then there's chemical reaction. I mean, we don't have to go deep dive into the science and all the stuff, but the real things is as you said, we can do better in this world. We can change ourselves. We can change how we behave. We can change our relationships with one and the other. And unfortunately, it's not happening. And I love what you said, that we are destroying this planet. And yes, as a matter of fact, I always make this reference, is that if you look at the animal world, they don't destroy their place. As a matter of fact, you go in the woods, there's no, nothing stinks, nothing is, there's no garbage, there's nothing. There's plenty of animals there. They take care of themselves, they clean themselves, they clean after themselves. Nothing is there. I mean, as simple as cat, litter, right? They just go in, they dive in, they dig in, they cover, right? And that's it, clean. Humans, we leave a lot of stuff on this planet. We destroy our seas, we destroy our land, we destroy our towns, we destroy our air, and we're doing all this stuff and we're harming ourselves. I mean, diseases is rampant. I mean, everything, illnesses and so on and so forth. So we're not helping each, ourselves. Now that takes me to what you mentioned about the earth itself. Now that's our little vessel. And for people that may not realize, we are going at speed of light, as not only as Earth and the whole solar system is running fast in the whole galaxy, and the Milky Way is running fast. And by the way, not only this is science, it's also in religion. For those people that actually are religious, you can actually literally touch one with the other, and actually you have a nice little comparison there. So there's not even, they're not really separate, they're one, because it is part of what we know historically. But you're right, historically things have changed. I love what you said, the generations. We put labels to differentiate each other, you know, and I don't even know why we do that. I think it's amazing that we have that concept of like your generation versus my generation. It's a progression, you know, that's all there is. You know, we've lived for centuries on this planet, you know, and this planet is more or older than us. It's been here much longer than we have. You know, there's even speculation there are other creatures that were here before us, and I'm not talking about dinosaurs, but we can talk about, and that's actually, for example, there is a word that may be familiar, maybe in Arabic it's called the jinn, or in maybe in English it's called the demons, you know, at least similar concept. But these are creations that actually in our beliefs, you know, in the world, that they exist, you know, along with us, and they're actually different forms of creation. They're more energy than material. But I mean, we can touch on all these things, but because your world is energy and frequencies, and you know, touching on those extra, as you said, metaphysical stuff, which you know, the metaphysical world and the physical world sometimes, you know, are not very, they're tight. There's one or the other, but the problem is we don't understand certain things. I mean, even when we sleep, are we really, you know, sleeping? Are we alive? Because we are actually in a different world, you know, interacting with other people, doing a lot of things, even in our sleeps. Now that refers to the soul, and is our soul, you know, working? Is it alive? Is it dead? I mean, there's a lot of things. I mean, there is another philosophy or a state or a fact that, you know, people refer to that as the end, and that is only a transition to a different realm, a different world. And a lot of even religious, you know, worlds will actually agree to that. There is purgatory, for example. There's the barzakh. There's a different, you know, areas of transition until you go to the infinite time, or I guess the final stage, whatever that may be, you know, based on our beliefs. So there's all these transition things like that. Now, I want to touch on something also that you talked about, which is the earth. And you mentioned something about the what is it? The proton belt? Is that what you call it, you refer to it?
Photon,
Photon.
photon,
Photon.
photon, light
Light,
is
yeah, photon, yeah.
because our whole galaxy is moving and the Earth is definitely part of it. So we are getting inundated with this higher level light. So it's important for those of us who choose to evolve, and I'm one of them, to really take steps to do it. And part of it is meditation. If I have your permission, I can do a breathing attunement. I'll keep it short, and people will literally shift. It doesn't matter what religion someone has, it's breathing, okay, with a little bit of direction. And if you do it, if all of the people, whomever, choose to participate, oh, if you're driving a car, if you're cutting something with a knife, don't do this. Stay focused with what you're doing and listen to or watch the show enough time and then do it, because this will, you'll have your eyes closed, so you really need to then focus on what you're doing. Otherwise, just let go if you give me permission to do it.
Well, actually, Audrey, I would love that. And just to add to that, I mean, you know, I've had multiple shows where we touch on hypnosis, and we did live. We did also meditation live. We've done some literally just, you know, clear mind, you know, exercises and things like that. So I think it's along the same lines. And, you know, again, folks, we can learn different angles, different ways, and it is a possibility that we can change our way of doing. And meditation has been prescribed for centuries as a practice, you know, to balance people's, you know, abilities, and, you know, even just metabolism, body, psyche, the whole nine. So it is, you know, actually, it is recommended even for success, you know, level, you know, coaching and mentoring. It is a part of your daily things to do, is you want to take some moment. Now, some people take it to the higher level of meditation, which I would refer to it as prayer or supplication or some other level, as you said, to connect with the Almighty. But those are all things. But there is some different levels of that. And thank you, and share with us a little bit of a breathing exercise that can help us kind of just tone down, I think, and get aligned with our frequency. Now, 1150 is a frequency, and apparently that also kills. Is that something? In fact,
What frequency? I don't know if I know the numbers. What? Hold on.
so,
When I do this, I take this stuff off.
you know, where is I read something about a Frequency 11, and I've actually, gotten some posts on it too, like, where some people are playing this frequency that you can listen to. I think it's 1150 gigahertz, or yeah, gigahertz, I think that's what it is. And it's supposed to kind of, it kills parasites and things like that, because it's just a certain frequency that our bodies are not. I mean, it's available, but when those microbes and things like that, get exposed to it, it kind of impacts them. So there is a level of things that we can do in terms of energy to change the way things are in our body. And frankly, I can give a good example of that is we have these sensors now, like for pets and stuff, right? That you can put for rodents, and roaches and stuff. And if you plug that thing and it sends that noise to them that
That thing, yeah.
we don't hear it, but they hear it. Well, that's the same level. Like, there's some lights that we can't see, animals can see. There are some frequencies we can hear, they can hear. And those are all things that sometimes are unknown to us, but they're real in effect. And you mentioned a couple of gurus in the matter of physics and metaphysics and all the stuff. And and those are things that have been studied, and even proven to a degree. So, and I'm again, I'm not taking any sides here, but I can relate to these things. I can understand them. So, Audrey, go ahead. Do the thing.
Okay, so I'm going to teach something called the lifting process. I learned it from Patricia Hayes, different than Louise Hay, when I was studying the clairvoyant healing arts, and there are many. So if you're able to do this, like you're not driving a car, okay, you're not out in traffic, you're not cutting, you're not in the kitchen cutting up a tomato or something like that. Take off your shoes, loosen your clothing again, provided you're in an environment where you can do this kind of thing, and sit back. Okay, you can lie down. Don't stand up because your eyes are going to be closed. I'm going to take a moment to lift my frequency, and I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do so you know what I'm going to do. Then I'm actually going to do it, and you'll notice how you feel now, and then we'll see how you feel afterwards. And it'll only be a relatively short amount of time. When you do this on your own, you can take longer amount of time and allow it to do. So because I am what is called a channel of light, I'm going to lift my frequency, and I'm going to send healing energy. If you don't want it, you can simply tell it not to come into you. Nobody is forcing this upon you. And after I do that, and I'll do a little bit of guidance, I'm going to use the words, you're getting higher and lighter and freer. And all you do is allow. You are shifting your frequency higher. That's it. Some people say it's to the spiritual dimension. It can be. Then I'm going to let you float around in it. Then I'm going to bring you back. And this is actually water. I keep it in a bottle because I drink all the time. I drink water all the time, except in Costa Rica, I drink something called pipa. God, how I love that. That is coconut in the shell,
Oh, nice.
delicious, amazing, good for you.
Well, so before we proceed, Audrey, is this a form of hypnosis rather than the
No,
actual?
no, no,
It's not
no, no,
hypnosis.
no. No,
Okay.
I do hypnosis, but this is not. This is simply breathing.
Okay.
It's a
Okay.
breathing
No, just
technique.
to clarify
It's
for
like if
people.
you, it's not, it's like if you go to yoga class, and I used to go, now I do yoga at home. They'll teach you breathing techniques. Okay, alternate nostril breathe. I could teach that, but it's more complicated. This is easier. And there's something called alternate nostril breathing. There's something called Kapalabhati. That's like bellows breathing. None of those are hypnosis. They are teaching you how to do certain breathing that has different effect on the body. This will help you feel lighter, freer, and more centered. And the more I recommend doing it every day, and you'll get really good at it. You won't have to listen to me, although you can. And what happens is, after one does it regularly, you get more centered inside. And then if and when there's something one has to do that's especially important, you might have an important conversation, an important meeting, you do this beforehand to kind of prep yourself, and then you have your meeting or your conversation. Please don't wait for the very important. Do it regularly. It's like you breathe regularly. You don't wait for a special occasion. So I'm going to just take a few moments to do put myself where I want to go. Hold on, I'm wearing this thing and now I feel it. Oh, I can't take this off. This is one of the birthday gifts someone gave me. Can you see it? It's a little bracelet that she made.
Any
And I'm
reason you want
taking
to
it
remove
off.
that?
I am removing it because I feel it. And when I do this, I don't want to feel anything constricting me because it takes the energy, it moves. Okay, so I'm ready. All right,
That
I'm
will
going
be
to take a moment.
that will go for everybody
No.
else watching or listening, right? They need to be
Well,
as
I don't know if
listening.
they will. I feel stuff. Okay, so if you have like little dangling all over you, take it off.
Got it.
Okay, because you want to be able to be just you, so to speak, and this.
All right,
And
let's
I
do this.
love jewelry. Okay, so it's not about you can't wear jewelry, but for this isn't like I'm going to hold my stomach in. I want to see how flat I could make it. I'm going to see. No, this is you're going to breathe. So you need to be, if you have clothes that are tight, loosen them. So you actually can breathe. So that's what's important. So I'm going to take a moment for myself. Take in a nice, soft, deep breath into your heart. Fill up with golden energy and gently now exhale. Let go. Breathe in, fill up with shining white light. You're feeling protected, you're getting protected, blessed, and release. Let go. Breathe in silver, golden, white, shining light, filling up with protection, blessings, peace, and joy. Now continue breathing at your own pace and allow yourself to get higher and higher, lighter and lighter, freer and freer. You are safe. You are protected. You're getting higher, higher, lighter, freer, lighter, higher, freer. You are again protected. You're safe. You're prosperous. You're blessed, and you're getting higher, lighter, and freer. I'm going to be silent for a few moments so you can enjoy your experience, and I will bring you out shortly. I'll ring little bell. So now you can send healing to yourself. Anywhere you like, you can simply dwell in this energy. Keeping your eyes closed, you may slowly and gently begin to wiggle your fingers and toes. You may gently begin to move your hands on your wrists, your feet on your ankles. You may slowly begin to move your body or pat your body. As you feel ready, you may have your head gently upright on your neck, facing forward. And when you feel ready, you may gently begin to open your eyes. Notice how you feel. And when you feel ready to speak, share how you feel.
Personally, I feel great. I enjoyed that moment. I think this is gonna be a clip that we're gonna have to push, to the social media, because I think people will enjoy this moment. Literally, it's
Please.
we don't need to talk. We can just use a moment of meditation that can help, level up the things, because it feels good. I mean, it's soothing. It's just, you're in the zen, and it's a great moment, to just kind of decompress. And actually, that's going to lead me, once we're done with this, is to the discussion of today's stresses in the world. I mean, we are just hurting ourselves left and right with everything that's going on. So when you're done with the exercise and, talking about it,
Yeah,
then we
we
can.
did this part. I do want to say something about my sister. And by the way, Costa Rica is not filled with drugs. It is not. There is some issue in certain areas. I want to make that real clear. Okay, it is not. It is a safe place. I waltz around whenever I want. Well, I don't waltz. I walk wherever. I dance wherever I want, whenever I want. And as I said, I am 4 foot 10. I weigh, I don't know, maybe 94 pounds. And now I am a full 82 years on the earth. Just so you know.
Well, listen, that's a great, thing for people watching, listen to live up to. I mean, being as vital and as mobile and as excited and still active, is something that we want to. I mean, we always say this in different shows that you don't want to just because people, I want to live long. It's not so much about living long; it's about living healthy for the longest, as long as you live. And so. That's the purpose. And you touch on a lot of things in terms of food and how to at least, having a day where you cleanse your body and let, all that stuff and needs for the earth. So those things, the meditation exercise you just did, these are things that I think can be added to our daily routines and
Yeah.
weekly routines to help us kind of navigate and stay healthier. I think, when I mentioned, that frequency, the 1150, as I mean, it
That must
actually
be it.
it's supposed to be killing the bad things in our body, right? Because it
Really?
just they well
I'm
that's
going to
what
learn.
yeah again I mean look it up. I mean I still haven't done my research on it, but I know there's enough frequency levels that can be destructive or can be good, because we don't understand
True.
everything out there that's in terms of the world itself and the energies around us, right? I mean, as simple as, again, I refer to seeing the lights, right? We don't see
Yeah.
UVs, we don't see X-rays, we don't see a lot of different spectrums of the light, but we see what we can see, right? Animals can see things we don't see, right? They have night vision, for example. We don't. But I mean, they're just an example. But it goes the same way for frequencies. But what you're referring to, energy levels, you use these stones that you said, and
Oh,
piedras.
they're gorgeous. I'm so, I don't, I have little teeny ones. They're all available. I can mail them to you.
Well,
I have
piedras
little itty
preciosas.
bitty ones.
Like you and you, I know you have a different name for them in English, but precious stones, I mean, works too, right? As
Yeah,
literally
yeah,
translated from
yeah,
Spanish, but
yeah.
but these are things that you, I mean, again, they are stones, right? They
They
are,
are.
part of the world, the earth. So there is that, right? So there is, I mean, the grounding is a big deal. I mean, grounding is actually being proven to help
Yeah,
people
walking
connect
barefoot.
with. Yeah, walking barefoot. It's, believe it or not, even in some religious aspect, the form of prayer, for example, the Islamic, way of praying, it is there is a scientific, I guess explanation on how it's done when you're on knees and forehead and arms down. There is a con 7 points that are connected to the ground, literally. That's what it's supposed to be. And then there is a reference to being connected to the energies of the world and the universe and the Almighty or the Creator. So there's similarities in all these walks. Now you refer to the old people, the original, the what did you refer to them? Like the first
The
people,
people,
the first people, first people, right?
that's what they call themselves,
And
first people, and the stones, the old ones.
and the old
The
ones, right?
stones were called the old ones,
What?
and there's a yoga position that is what you're talking about that will have you all relaxed that you do in yoga,
Oh, really?
where
I
you
see. I didn't
connect
know
up,
that. Interesting. Well, but you know what you're referring to? Like, I mean, these are practices that have been for centuries,
yeah,
and by
millennia.
nations, by nations. I mean, you mentioned yoga. Yoga is ancient. I mean, and it's been in practice. It's still in practice. And there's different varieties of other things that are similar to yoga or derivatives, and they all have the same kind of background story. It's all about meditation, connection, grounding, being in with the realm of energy. I mean, I've had gurus, I've had, different experts from different, almost different religion, aspects of things, but not so much in the religion aspect of it, more in the spirituality discussion. Because again, I think there's a fine line between the religion and spirituality, although they kind of connect, in a lot of ways. But when you talk religion, it becomes a little bit defined and it becomes a little bit more rigid. And talk spirituality, I think it's pretty much open territory. So everybody understands that a little easier and without getting offended. So it makes it more, easier that way. But these are things that you're referring to that are powerful. I mean, this moment that we took as a break, I can tell you, that was brief, but if we can do this every day for a little longer, I mean, you will cool down. I mean, I don't care if your stress level is high, is your cortisol is getting going out of the roof, you will definitely kind of calm down and just chill. And when you chill, you can think better, you can react better. Because I think that's the thing. People get excited quick, the adrenaline kicks in, they lose their cool, and before they know it, they do something wrong, right? But if we know how to manage ourselves to a degree of a level, as you refer to frequencies, where we can calm down and cool down and just collect ourselves, that's a big difference in terms of how we can operate. And it makes a difference of us and for us in terms of connecting with other people. I mean, I love what you said earlier. There are people that you might like, and you want to like shift them around, but you said it in a good way. You said it in a way that you just got to place them in the right frequency, the right space. It's not like, these are bad and these are good. It's just like some are better than others in terms of how you want to interact. You don't offend anyone. You just kind of work with them in different scales. And I think that's an important message that you said there, because in reality, we don't love everybody. We don't hate anyone. We just, interact with people, and some of those interactions get us to a higher level of connection than others. And that's how I see it. So there is no real, I love this one or I don't love this one. It's more about like which one I vibe with. As you said, you love the vibe in Costa Rica, and
I do.
I'm gonna make a little fun joke here. I don't know if
Here
you
I
ever
am.
watched the Flash, the series. There's a
No.
character called Vibe. So and his thing is frequencies, actually. He can do
Oh,
things.
cute.
Yeah. But really, it is. I mean, obviously those are sci-fi movies, and the superhero,
I
the
love
thing.
sci-fi.
I mean, listen, it's entertaining, but there's real science behind all these things that they throw in. And believe me, there's some real science there too. And so it's interesting because these are topics that people kind of like think it's woo-woo, and he's like, ooh, this is like, we I made you laugh there, didn't I?
Listen, there were people who used to call me that a lot. What I realize is, okay, this might not sound so great to me. People say that they just simply don't understand what it is that's happening. So they use that word to either insult it because they just don't know what it's all about and all of that. And if sometimes when people don't understand something, rather than asking, what is that, they insult or put it down. Not a smart thing, but that is still something that some of what our species does.
Well,
That's all I'll say about it. But yes, I've been in the past, but now there's scientific stuff on all this stuff that shows how important it is. And by the way, doing the lifting process ends up giving a person more energy. You get more energy when that becomes part of your daily practice, by
I
the
love
way.
it. I love it. And frankly, I mean, like I said, I've had multiple shows, different, I guess, backgrounds, and they all kind of emphasize on the idea of meditation. And I've had multiples who actually done similar exercises where it is a meditation, moment, and it's a breathe-in moment. And breathing is always like a top, priority, a top exercise that we all need to do. Most of us don't breathe. I mean, that's when like someone has panic attack, you say breathe. Calm down, breathe, try to cool down. But breathing goes along with meditation. And then, I mean, it feels good. I mean, I'm telling you, like when you were talking and I was just like in the zone, I was literally nice and mellow and it felt good. And you're right. Your energy, I don't know if my energy spiked any. Maybe I'm hyper now. I
Give it a moment.
don't know. But the fact of the matter, you feel that, you feel good, and so there's nothing wrong with that. And, again, if you're watching or listening, you possibly have done this with us. And if you like it, maybe double it, do it again. You don't need anyone. You can do it yourself. Just follow the steps, right? And do it for a longer period, as you said. And without even putting all your I guess feelings or understanding of the world, that's just an exercise that you do. And listen, I've been in martial arts, and in martial arts, we've done those exercises since I was a kid. Part of like the first thing you do and the last thing we did in class was to actually take a moment, close our eyes and breathe. That was just like, an actual standard ritual that we did, in terms of practice before we even got into the action, right? And so it is, again, martial arts, talking about ancient, practices and things like that. So it's all connected. It's funny, whether you're in Asia, whether you're in the US, whether you're in Europe or Africa or Australia or any part of the world, we all are the same. We all have similar, connections. We have similar practices, similar rituals. Some of them are basically the same. They're just kind of like, fragmented over the centuries. But at the end of the day, we all have similar stuff. We just choose to believe like this person or this body, this group, this country, this people are better than the others because we decide that's the case. We're all one species, as you said. I love the word you use, the word species. We're the human race, we're the human species, and we are minute. I mean, I always give this reference to people when they lose their cool about, the human race. I say, have you ever been on a flight? Most people say, yes, I've been on a plane. Did you ever see a human from 30,000, feet in the sky? You can't see humans. Literally, you're at a high altitude flight. There's no more humans. You don't even see them. They don't exist. You see lights, of specks of lights on the ground, which resonates to something called cities or maybe houses, but you cannot see the bodies. The humans are just minute, and Earth is just a piece of literally a drop of sand in this galaxy that we're in, or this solar system and the Milky Way. And the Milky Way is one of trillions of galaxies in the known universe. I mean, we can go there and it's like, why we do this to ourselves? Why we, kill each other, hate each other, discriminate against each other, don't love each other, choose negativity versus positivity, what positivity and positive energy is all around us. Now, what is your take on that? I mean, because you do help people transform and change the way of thinking because you work with people with anxiety and depression, stress, and
I
all this
do.
stuff.
So those are old ways of thinking. That's when people may have thought they had to protect. That's all what I'm going to call ego-based thinking, negative third dimensional. When a person doesn't love themselves, and yes, I have a course on that. It's called Morph into the Magic of Self-Love. And I spell self, capital S, little s, E L F. Capital S stands for soul, essence, self, which is what we are. The small s stands for ego, personality, self. And because I want to watch my words here, let's say if a person is only operating from ego, personality, they're going to have issues. When they learn, and part of the lifting process will help anyone get there. From a higher soul essence, and I'm not going to debate what that's. By the way, I've had a near-death experience. I have spoken to the shiny light beings. I have been there. I have felt the energy. That's another thing, okay? So I know some of that stuff from personal, literal experience. It's incredible. Okay. But when we don't love ourselves, if a person doesn't, they're going to act out of pain, they're going to act out of fear. If they haven't cleared what I call genetic karmic patterning, GKP, stuff that's from the family karma or whatever one want words, we can have fancy words, simple words, okay, ancient conditioning, whether we were in past lives a human, whether we were on another planet, because we have been, we're not the only people running around loose. And they even have scientific proof of giants that used to live on the earth. I mean, like 10 feet, 12 feet, okay, with six toes and double rows of teeth. And now people are getting tested on those DNA things and finding out how much Neanderthal they might have in them, or Denisovan, and God knows, sorry, whatever else they might be that they don't even know how to test for. So some of that is out of fear and control. And the only way, the only way somebody control another person is if somebody lives in fear, thinks they're nothing. The most prevalent faulty thought pattern is not good enough. I used to walk around thinking I'm not good enough. Everybody is good enough. All of that stuff is false. It is fake. And if any religion, and I mean any religion, teaches you that you're bad, that is false. You're not bad. I'm not saying we don't do some DS stuff, dumb, stupid kind of stuff. Okay, I'm clean language. Okay, dumb and stupid stuff. I have done stuff. Okay, so I'm not like, oh no, never. Yes, I have. Okay. We have to clean it up, learn, correct it. And if people don't and keep covering it up, then they get sick. And it could get really, I'm going to get into like my sister soon on this because I really want to help them. I need to go there. Stuff like that. When a person does has no clue who we are, everybody, all of us are a piece of creation. All of us have divinity within us, whatever word you want to use. Everybody, does everybody act as though that's true? No, everybody does not act as though that's true, but it is. We're all made of divine stuff. And in the coming days and what we're doing, people are meditating. I feel the energies are getting higher and higher and higher on the earth. I feel like we have an opportunity. Do I personally think there may be some chaos in the process? Yes, I do. Okay. Because people who want to just hold on and I'm the only one and I'm important and you don't mean anything, you're blah. Okay. People that operate that way, they're in for a bit of an awakening because it's not the way it's going to be. I said Pluto is right now in Aquarius. It's going to go back to Capricorn and then into Aquarius. There is going to be a big shift in the way our species deals with stuff. My concern is too much AI. My concern is some people putting, what do I want to say, doodads and whatnots in their body and in their being, and not learning how to use our brain. What do we use? 10%, 15% of the brain? Most people don't know what in the world we really are. All this other stuff to me are distractions. And people, including me, I'm a person, can get stuck in distractions. I personally, right now, and I'm going to do this with your permission, require some finances in my life. My sister, who I love, is in Florida in a long-term care facility. I really, really, really want to go there and visit. And it's not just airfare. There's a whole lot of other stuff involved. And she had an aneurysm, brain surgery. She had open heart surgery. She had a tracheostomy. They had to cut a hole. Excuse me, a hole in her throat to put in a breathing tube. She is on a ventilator. It's almost 2 months. This is not good. And I really, really need more money than what I currently have so I can go there and be there for a while. She's got her kids there, but I'm her sister. And although I do send healings, I do every single day, and I'm talking to her on the quote psychic spiritual airwaves. I am doing that. I want to hold her hand. I want to hug her. I want to let her know I love her. I want to be there. I set up a GoFundMe, and the picture you see on it is me. It's from a few years ago, so I look a little different. Okay. And the GoFundMe is HTTP. PS colon slash slash GoFund GoFund dot me ME slash 3 the number AD 49383. And then a picture should pop up with a different version of me, and you have opportunity to donate anything. Folks, $5. Any amount you choose. And what I will do now is I have a bunch, I don't normally do tarot, but I do tarot. I mean, this is my world. I will pull a card from the medicine deck, or have other decks if you want a different deck, and I will let you know what it is. Okay. You can donate as much or as little as you want. I also have, what do you call that? A Zelle. If you want to Zelle the money, my phone number is 917-494-0628. And you can call me here in Costa Rica because ta-da-da-da, I have a US SIM card in my phone. So it's just like calling me right next door. And it's a New York number. So it's like calling me in the city. I am from New York originally. Okay. And it's a local call. You don't pay anything extra. Or if you like WhatsApp, I'm on WhatsApp, and 917-494-0628. That's my Zelle number also. Please, I am asking if you feel anything, if you would like to support me in going to see my sister. And yes, when I'm in the States, I'll take care of a few other things because it's in the States. I have to get my phone fixed. Okay, and things like that. And I really, really, really appreciate this. And thank you so very, very much. Do I see our species flourishing? I do. Do I see everybody flourishing? No, I don't. Because if somebody chooses to not flourish, if somebody chooses to stay stuck, and it's a choice, because there's always somebody one can call. There's the internet, and it's going to get even more with, Pluto gallivanting through Aquarius. There is someone you can reach out to. There's me, okay? There are others. One does not have to stay stuck. And if you're wondering, have I ever been afraid? Yes. Oh my God. Yes. Have I been insecure? I was one of the most insecure people going. I am born under the sun sign of Cancer. Okay. We have a lot of that. Okay. You have to heal that. I am one of those people that has, quote unquote, worked on myself a lot. Have I had horrible stuff happen? Yes. Have I lived through yuck? Yes. Have I lived through blessings and wonder? Yes. Like any body else. So I want people to know that whatever might be going on in your life, I'm not saying I can fix it. That would be kind of arrogant, but I know there's something I might be able to help. I'm a psychic. I do readings. I will see stuff. There are other people. There are amazing, amazing humans on this planet. Somebody will know something that could be of help to you. I've done readings for people that had talents that I didn't even have language for because of the talents they have. I had to piece together the language because they were born with gifts that are needed in this day and age that we did not yet have language for. So a lot of shifts are going, shifts, shifts are in the process of happening. Don't be afraid of them. Welcome them. Let yourself get centered. Do this process. And enjoy. Some people go, oh, you're a vegan. What do you eat? Blah, 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 blah. Honey, I live in Costa Rica. I make raw vegan chocolate stuff. It is absolute. I like chocolate cacao. I make it from the pod.
Real
Okay, I
stuff.
am good at this. No, this is good. This is okay. So there's a way to live really beautifully with or without tons of money. Okay, but you have to have the basics. Okay, it's up. You have to eat good food. You can't, okay, I'm sorry, I'm going to say this. Okay, people who live, what are they calling it now? Because I use the words that aren't so nice. The ultra processed food, the real, I call it garbage. I'm sorry, but I do. Okay, I'm
You're
sorry.
not wrong. You're not wrong.
Okay,
It's
but if
good.
somebody, that's all they live on, if somebody only lives on soda and white bread, you're not going to be healthy. Maybe someone is, and then get a call. Oh, I'm healthy. Okay. Most won't be. Most won't be. So
Temporary.
eat some kind of healthful food. Find it somewhere. And do I know it costs more money? Yes, I do. I live on it. Okay. So I definitely know that. But I don't have much in the way of doctor bills. Okay. Because you do the prevention by your lifestyle. And I do work I absolutely love. I love what I do. It took a while. Make sure you're giving thanks. That the biggest thing, I forgot who it is that said it, but the most important prayer is thank you. You're giving thanks to creation, creator, whatever your words are, that you exist, that the world is here, that you can breathe, because my sister, right? What we just did, that breathing attunement, my sister is in a ventilator and can't do that. So it is so important. And yes, I am asking if you feel it all moved, even $5. And I'm not saying it's nothing, it's five. I get what it is. I'm in Costa Rica. I understand. Please, okay? https://gofund.me/3, the number AD49383. I appreciate it. And yes, I will actually pull a card from, I think I have a deck here, from this, from the medicine cards. Okay. And let you know what it is. I have other decks. Okay. We all have brilliance. Find what yours is. Bring it out.
Well, so,
Laugh, have joy.
a few things. First of all, it's just hearing you talking about your sister and what she's going through. It is a difficult thing, and frankly, I mean, it is hard to hear that someone that you love is in the condition that she is, and anyone who's been seeing their family members will understand what that means, that connection. As you said, you can connect from anywhere, but that being there with them and holding hands is a whole different world of levels. So that, I mean, again, folks, the GoFundMe will be on the description of the show. It's your choice. You click on there. If you see that, you want to participate, go for it.
Thank you.
I'm not against the idea. And frankly, it's, we do it for a lot of people out there when we see it's a good thing for us. Everybody does a good charity sometimes. This could be the same. So that being said, but you're touching on a lot of different things, and I love the emphasis on living healthy and making the investment in yourself versus in the sick care, system, because that's what's going to happen. You're going to wind up not healthy. And by the way, when you said ultra processed food or processed food and people that are living on light stuff that is not nutrition worthy, you can be strong for a minute, but then the ramifications will come, in play later as you potentially age, and that's going to be a problem. And if you do the right thing, you don't age fast, and that makes a big difference, right? And so those are things that are very important that you've covered. Now the one thing I want to ask is, you refer to the, I guess, the galaxy and the stars. Because that's the world. I mean, you obviously understand those things. You know, for a lot of people, they have no clue what that looks like. But you did state that there are different, you know, alignments, I guess, and different changes that are happening in our universe at least they're being translated to there's going to be changes. There's going to be some chaos. There's going to be a lot of things. But certainly we can do things ourselves to make a difference, to change that. And I think that's the thing. Really, we don't even need to know all that stuff. What we do need to actually understand is that we can make a difference in each other's life in this world, regardless of, you know, and you said it, like you worked on yourself. You know, we can all work on ourselves. And I think that's a good thing. I mean, if we invest in ourselves from the health, from the mental, from our own skills, I think that's what we can do, and we can do it better, and therefore we can contribute better to society. We can contribute better, you know, in our family, and communities, and so on and so forth. And we can literally be good, I guess, Samaritans of this universe, good humans, whatever you want to refer that, you know, to it. But so thank you for that. I mean, those are all positive, you know, messages for our audiences. That, and by the way, if you're watching and listening, I think we all are capable of doing those things. It's not like it's
We
difficult.
are.
It's not a strange language to us. You know, we just have to make choices, and you know, our priorities have to shift. That's all there is.
It's also fun. We are a fun species. We come in all different colorations. We have different kinds of hair or no hair. We have different shapes. There's no one, oh, that's the only shape. We have different kinds of shapes. We're an amazing species. I saw a movie at this group I was part of. It was called Women, and it was women from all over the world, everywhere, of different ages. Oh my gosh, there's beauty in every kind of way, every kind of clothing, every kind of face or no face, and well, face adornment or no adornment. We are a magnificent species. When anybody realizes anyone out there, you are a magnificent human being. And if you don't know that, I am telling you that. And as you come to understand that and find which part of yourself you'd like to magnify, like if someone asks me, and I'm going to laugh at this, to do tech, that is a big mistake. Okay, to me, to do tech is not the smartest thing under the sun. Okay, and I'm smart. I was in Mensa. Okay, and but that's just not where I shine. Okay, people who shine it, I'm so glad because me. Okay, so you find people that are good persons that you harmonize with. And if you don't, you find a way to harmonize with. I mean, you work it through because everybody, we need each other. And you create something. We're all growing. Growing does not stop. All right, I haven't gotten taller. I don't know if I will ever get taller, but we're all choosing to evolve. If you're choosing, it doesn't stop. Even when we pass to the other side, it's not over. Okay, my little experience, the NDE, near-death experience, that energy is so gorgeous. It is so amazing. The shiny light beams, and that's what I call them because that's what they look like. Shiny light beings are so astounding. It is magnificent. I'm not afraid to die. I'm not ready to die. This is not my time. I intend to be here a long, long time. I have grandkids, and there's work I'm just beginning to start. I want to see it more, okay, and healthfully, and all of that. Believe in yourself. Take the steps to grow. I give free samplers of all four of my books. It's on the website, Audrey Now, AudryNow.com. That's how I spell my name, AudryNow. Now is part of the website. That's if you see Audrey Now, AudryNow, chances are it's me. If there's someone else, I don't know her, but chances are it's me. I didn't what do you call it? I didn't copyright it, so I can't like absolutely say that. My four books, in case one interests you, the first one is The Mother's Manual, A Spiritual and Practical Guide to Child Rearing and Motherhood. Free sampler. Next one, Vim, Vigor, Vitality, Vegan. And free sampler, How to Be Healthy, Recipes. Third, What If You Are and Life is Miraculous? That's an ABC Affirmation Art Coloring Book. That one's in print, but I only have, I don't know, 25 or 30 left on 100% post-consumer recycled paper. It is an ebook now, free sampler. And the fourth book is called Ism Freedom: Be Free of the Causes and Effects of Racism, Sexism, and Other Isms. Free sampler. So you can get a little taste free and do whatever you want with it.
Actually, looking at the site, I can see all that stuff. It's pretty interesting, things, online courses, you name it. So the link will be also in the description of the show, so people can actually, check it
Thank you.
out and just explore. I mean, this thing about ism freedom is a powerful thing. And actually, I have a good friend I guess a stand-in talk show host on the network that actually has different talk shows, and she's covered quite a bit of how to get rid of the isms, and it is an important
Oh,
discussion. Yeah.
yes, I'd
Yeah.
love to be with them. Yes. Oh, the book is called Raising Race Consciousness. Yeah. The course is called Ism Freedom: Be Free of the. That's, I have a course on it and have a book. And if you take the course, the book comes with it.
Well, it's powerful stuff because you're right. I mean, we can. Again, we are in control. And you said something very interesting earlier, whereby we don't use our brain capacity, as humans, and that's true. That's a fact. We use only a small percentage of what it can. If we tap into, a 10% of our brain, we'll probably be much, enlightened beings, if you want to call it that way. And we're just not there yet. And even our brightest are still a fraction of what that is. So we're not even close. And by the way, you stated something that's also interesting. But it's factual. There are literally tombs and there are actually remains of people. As a matter of fact, if you look at Petra in Jordan, and there's other locations around the same area where these buildings are massive in the mountains, and those doors are doorways to homes. And when you look at humans in Petra, they're very tiny compared to the size of that there. So you can tell that there were some giants around us. So, by the way, we refer to them giants. By the way, I have a belief that they're not giants. That's just how humans were at a certain point. And we shrunk, I
Could
guess, over the time.
be.
I don't know. But the fact of the matter is, those are, who they are. Now, just off shoot discussion. I mean, if anybody that believes in creation, or in the three main religions, if you want to call them that way. I mean, I don't call them main, but the three Abrahamic religions, right, as they refer to them, the story of Adam, Adam was a tall guy. At least that's how it's be, he's being described in all these scriptures, so, and the teachings of it. So, if Adam was that tall, I mean, I guess his generation was tall, as well. So it is. It could be just as simple as that. Now, that's just one way to look at it. But scientifically, it's proven we have them on Earth. Some of them are just big humans, and some of them they might have different, as you said, different set of teeth, whatever. But there's a lot of this stuff that we don't even understand yet, and we're barely touching on it. We haven't discovered this planet enough. I mean, we think we know it, we don't. I mean, there's so many things that are still hidden, and every decade there's new things that are happening. There's new, you talked about alignments. I mean, there's a whole discussion about how the Earth is slowing down, the core is slowing down. There's a rotation of the axis of the Earth. I mean, climate change. I mean, there's so many things that the scientific, community is debating, and there's some nayers, some pros, and some for it, some not for it. There's all these discussions. At the end of the day, we fight, we debate, but it comes to the core of the discussion, which we can be better. That's it. It doesn't matter. All the other stuff is irrelevant. If we can, one individual of us can change, then everybody else around them can change as well, and so on and so forth. And it's a domino effect, and hopefully we can do better. A talk show like this can make a difference in somebody's life. But
It is.
well,
Congratulations. Yes, you are.
I'm not.
Thank
You
you.
are actually.
Well, you have the show. You yes, you yes, take credit. You are. Yes. Me too. You too. Us. Yes.
I mean, we hope that we
Thank
touch
you.
lives. We thank you. I mean, we hope that we touch somebody's life, by, and I always say this, just one little grain piece of whatever we discussed can shift somebody from going one way to a better way. And all that's exactly our focus is we want people to go from negative to positive. End the story. And that goes for all our lifestyle, whether learning more, being more educated, being more, humane, being more nice, kind to others, and just we can strive for that. And it's not a big deal. It's actually a better deal, but we can only deliver the message, and it's up to people to do whatever they want with it. So that's the bottom
Always.
line. And that's the real effect. You can, as I say, you can take the horse to the water, you can make it drink, right? Information is available. We give the information, we give the goods, and some people will take what they can. And by the way, the beauty about this is that this is not limited in time. We have visual, we have audio, and it's evergreen in the net. And when it's a net, it's gonna be discovered one day. If it's not this decade, maybe next decade, hopefully sooner than later. But somebody's
Exactly.
going to benefit from this information and see, like, whoa, look at that. This was there. I mean, I always refer to also books, right? I mean, there are books that were written centuries that someone is finally, reading, is like, whoa, this is good stuff. And then they're using that, to establish a whole new, setting of information and I guess, futuristic things that are coming from that history or those books. Had these books were never written then, we wouldn't have that information today. Same thing here. This is not a book. But it's a discussion that has real stuff from, an expert in her area. I mean, as simple as just the meditation session we did today. If we only practice that could be
You'll
just,
change.
a life, differentiated. You wake up, you do something like that. Cool. You're in the middle of the day, you're tired, you do again that. You come home, you do that 3 times a day. I mean, it didn't take more than 5 minutes. So it's, we spend a lot of times in the zone with TV and phones and stuff like that. We can use that. As a matter of fact, even psychiatry speaking, meditation is and breathing is exercise that's being given, from the experts to people to actually help them zone in and get in the zone and the Zen moment and all the stuff. So yeah, well, Audrey, we've covered quite a bit of ground. We've exceeded that hour a long time ago.
Oh.
Time is flying here, so it's getting late, but certainly, I want to thank you for your input, for sharing, a lot of great nuggets today. I do want to ask the question that I ask every time is, like, any words of wisdom you want to leave our audiences with before we close our show today?
Going to sound so simple. Love
Was good.
yourself. It's really It comes down to love yourself, all of it. Most women, and I've been part of this, can criticize their body. Now, men too, okay? Your body is your body. Love what you've got. If there's something you want to change, do it lovingly, not out of you don't like it, you hate yourself. No, love yourself. If you don't know how, I don't know how. Have compassion. Be kind to yourself. Be gentle and have gratitude. You're breathing. And let me tell you how important that is. Simply being able to breathe, being able to see, being able to smell, being able to touch, that right there is something to be grateful for. And thank you for this. Thank you so much. This has been wonderful. Thank you so very much.
Well,
I
thank you.
appreciate you.
No, well, thank you, and I appreciate you as well. And again, I've enjoyed this hour and a half of powerful stuff. For me, I gain always knowledge from these shows. I make, a joke about it. I'm the first customer of my own shows, or at least a first audience, member. And I learn, and I listen to them again. I pick more, and they are for you as, pieces of information that you can piece together, whatever you want to do. It's a nice little garden of a lot of flavors that we have. Take it for what it's worth, get what's good. If you don't like something, that's okay. If you love it, great. And that's about it. I love that advice that you just said. Love yourself. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. We should love ourselves. And it's not ego, it's not pride. We should take care of, number one and be good. I mean, this is, something that we've been given to enjoy, to use, to cherish, to take care of. And we can do it. And as you said, we are spending a lot of time sometimes thinking about what people do it and do we do it for other people. Don't do it for others, do it for yourself. That's all there is. So it's a great piece of advice that I think if we listen to it, we all can do better.
Yeah, and then you got all the love and all that to give. It's hard to give love if you don't love yourself. Let me tell you, it doesn't work the same way.
That's so true. That is actually a powerful one too. I mean, you're right. I mean, if we love ourselves, we're full of love. We can only share love.
Yes, it's fun to give it out. It is. It
That's
is.
plenty. That's right. Well, I love it. See, love. I love it. We all love it. We should love it. And let's love. Ourselves, and then love each other. Love the others, and spread more love. I think that's a beautiful message, right? So thank you
Thank
for
you.
closing that. Discussion with love, and. With that, I want to thank you, Audrey, for joining us today. And
You're welcome.
anytime, a pleasure. And
Thank
then,
you too. I'll come back if you want me. That's a yes.
there you go. So we'll book something up, again, and we'll
Okay,
come back. We'll talk.
perfect.
There's more to talk about. We have a special
Always.
service with you, so we got things. But
Thank you.
thank you. And so that's it, folks. We're coming to the end of the show. Hope you've enjoyed it. You've learned a few things, and
Yes.
that's about it. Follow and do check out the description, the GoFundMe. And you know what? If you feel this is something that along your way and your line and your
Thank you.
charity format, why not? Helping sometimes
Thanks.
is a small thing that we can do in this world. So we can do it.
Thanks.
Anybody does it their way. So whatever you feel like, folks. So well,
I
that's it.
appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah,
Thanks.
no problem. And so that's it. I'm Hurricane H. We'll be talking
Okay.
again. New day, new show, new topic. Bye for now.
Okay.